The question was asked, being that we find in Chazal that different rabbis put up with different difficulties within their marriage, is it correct for a person when dating to look for someone that will help them correct certain aspects of their personalities? Meaning sometimes you meet someone and you realize that with this person, or with the friction or interaction with this person, that's going to help you be a better person, either because you won't get angry or you'll work on whatever midot there are. Let's give a few examples, and then we'll analyze what I think Chazal tells us on this matter. Let's say a person is a racist. A person doesn't like people of a certain race. We don't have to give any names because it's irrelevant. A person might say, well, in Judaism we don't look at race. We say that every Jew is equal, it doesn't matter. So I'll marry someone from that race, and even though throughout the dating period it's going to bother me that they're of that race, but I know that everything else is good about them, so I'll work on that, I'll overcome that. Let's say a person says, I'm too proud. So when I'm dating someone, I'll date someone that puts me in my place. It gives me over the head. It tells me what I'm really worth. And that's going to help me work on being a better person. Let's say a person says, I want to work on my modesty. So I'll date someone. I'm dating someone, and this person is exceptionally modest. And as I'm dating this person, I feel like I'll gain from being near this person. So I think that Chazal instructed us that when we're approaching marriage, Chazal said one may not engage a girl without first seeing her, because the Torah says, "Va'ahavta re'acha kamocha," should love your friend as yourself. And it could be that one heard great things about her, but when he sees her, her looks are going to be disturbing to him. And then that's going to affect the Shalom Bayis, and he will not be in fulfillment of "Va'ahavta re'acha kamocha." So I've always thought that this teaches us, in general, a certain attitude to dating. One might say, well, so what if the looks aren't amenable to me? Am I marrying her for looks? I'm marrying her to build a family, to bring the Shechina into my home. Chazal, they were certainly on that level. They're going to tell me that I have to see what she looks like. I hear she's a fine girl. I hear she's a wonderful person. How important are looks? So I always thought that Chazal were telling us that a person isn't supposed to enter marriage with that attitude. A person is supposed to try to find the match that works best. And not think that, well, in the ideal sense, this shouldn't bother me. Sometimes we do that in dating. We think, well, really this isn't important. This shouldn't be important. But if where I'm holding today it is important to me, then I can't engage that person. I shouldn't get married to that person. So I think that even though the Gemara was talking about looks, the same would apply to all kinds of other things. There are other things which, if the other person and I don't match on or are not amenable to me, then it's going to make our married life difficult. If one side believes that you have to be ultra-Zionistic, you have to go to every Hafganah, all the kids have to serve Kavi, every protest rally, and every child has to serve in the most greatest combat unit. And the other side feels like the Satmar Rebbe, the Medina is an act of the Satan. And, I think it's going to be a little difficult for people with those differences to build a peaceful home together. I don't think we can apply it only to looks. I think the Gemara is telling us even looks. Even something like that, a person shouldn't think, well, what difference does it make? A person should recognize that that does make a difference. So when we're looking for a shidduch, I don't think that one is supposed to look for someone that's going to help them fix things about themselves. I think that sometimes we meet someone and we feel like when I'm near that person, so I'm a better person, I'm a nicer person. We all behave differently depending on the company we're keeping. So that, I think, is a definite positive. That's a wonderful attribute. If you're dating someone and you feel like when you're with that person, you're yourself, but you're better yourself, so long as you're true to yourself. then I think it's good. But again, it has to be that it's me. Not that when I'm next to her, suddenly I'm machmir on every hechsher, and suddenly every second word that comes out of my mouth is Baruch Hashem and Be'ezras Hashem. That's not it. It's got to be that I am myself, whoever I am usually, and I am the myself, which is a better person. That can be a positive attribute. Sometimes we could say, I see this is a wonderful person, and I feel like I have a lot to gain from this person. I can gain from the person's midot. I can gain from the person's gentle nature. We're going to balance one another out. That's wonderful. But we have to remember that, A, we have to be true to ourselves, and they have to be true to themselves. And B, it has to be a situation where we're connecting with the person. I once dated a girl who blew my socks off. So after one or two dates, she wanted to continue. And I told her, I don't see that we can continue. So she says, why not? And I said, because you're too good for me. I feel like I'm looking up to you, and I feel like I can't spend my married life looking so high. You're a wonderful person. I wish you well, but I don't see that we could get married. So I don't see a point in continuing. So of course, after such flattery, she for sure wanted to continue. But I was being honest. I wasn't looking to flatter. So we didn't continue. She got married. I wish you well. So it has to be that we can connect. Once we're connecting, so then we could gain from it. There is an aspect where once you're living together with someone, post-marriage, the mere fact that two people are living together under one roof means that each of our faults is going to be magnified in the other's eyes. The mere fact that we keep encountering them over and over again makes it that we feel it much more acutely. And as such, we react to it more acutely. And that is why people will sometimes say that spouses are there to fix one another's weak points. It's not that that's their purpose, but it's that technically that's what happens. Each one feels the other one's faults most acutely and will react most acutely. And as such, if a person is true to himself, they will recognize that the issue my spouse has with me is a real issue I should be having with myself. I have a problem. All too often we look at the other person and say, no, what are you making such an issue about this for? And that's why you'll sometimes hear people say that Hashem matches people to fix each one whatever they're lacking. Once you get married, you sometimes feel that way, that boy, my spouse is really bringing out the points that I have to fix. That's true, but I don't think that's what you look for beforehand. That's something that might happen afterwards. So I tried to stress that point. It's not that you're looking for that. I don't think one would look for that. But if when we meet the person that's right, that matches the other criterion, we sense that this is another aspect that's going to be there, Then provided it's not in a sense that's in conflict. Meaning, if I will grow out of being with this person in a positive way, then it can be good, but not in a way that stems from conflict, because they can't stand the fact that I nag, so I'll stop nagging. No, I can't marry someone with that in mind. It has to be that when I'm with this person, so I will learn from them, I can grow from them. That's a positive thing if it exists. Again, I'm not saying that's what we should look for. But if that exists, if that's the direction in which we'll grow from another person, I think that's fine. But if it's something that stems from conflict, then I would stay away from it. But you're right. It's not that you're looking for that, but rather if that exists. Yeah.